Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us on this, Tuesday night?
It is Tuesday night.
Nice. Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. Boy, don't feel alone, you guys, that are having all sorts of snags and problems, this, that, and the other thing. It's all over. It isn't just you. It's as if we're all taking, you know, at least a step to three steps backwards and then hoping that we will, like, bound into taking, a nice big leap after that. So Carrie Sue has never had a taco. Well, my goodness, don't they have them over there? Over in your part of the world, your neck of the woods? Oh, once you've had one, you will never forget it. Right?
Already.
When and if, I'll say when, if and when, however you want to put it, I am able to come over there, we will make some. I'll stick some of those, the soft shells, the tortillas.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm amazed they don't have a taco shop. Yeah, boy.
They gotta have one.
She says, not where she lives.
Well,
yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I want to remind everybody that we're using ordinary playing cards. This is for everybody on Blog Talk and Facebook who may not show us their presence, but just so they know what we're doing on here. Because this is how my grandmother taught me. So it's important for you to remember. Bear in mind, this isn't tarot card reading. It's not really oracle card reading either, but Jim is going to give you an oracle card. You're going to give him an oracle card, and it will be oral. It will.
Yes, you will not have to guess what it reads. I will orally
describe
it to you. I shall be your orator.
Yeah, there you go. So just remember that. Okay, also, I'm going to use a full 4-card layout for each of our callers. Doesn't take long for me to, you know, put them where they belong and just give me a minute or so. And I prefer it that way. It gives me a chance to get a good look at your life as we're taking a snippet of it, because we can't really rely on a sample reading, which this is, as being all there is to know about you, because it's not. But it's good enough for what we're going to do. There's a little bit of the past, there's present and future, of course. But yes, these are samples. Important to remember that if you want a longer session with a lot more lay down of cards, you can book a session with me. And it won't be long, and I'll have my 800 number running again. Where you won't have to book a precise time. You can come on and talk to me as you wish to go. You know, it's very reasonably priced. Okay, so I guess with that, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo now.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd like to remind all you folks out there that are joining us tonight, if you're international, please let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs. We'll do that, of course, for the whole entire show. Just got to let us know how people recognize because they're regulars, such as, or those that have let us know already, we have Laura from Canada, neighbor to the north, Terry Sue across the ocean in the UK, and we have on the other side of Earth, we have Linda from Australia who's joining us tonight. So welcome, international folks. Anytime somebody shows up any course of the show, we'll give them an international shout-out. This is not the beginning of anything. 515-602-9676. So that's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in on that number, you'll hear something that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is a true statement. I called in, tested her out. If you hear silence, something is gravely wrong. I recommend waiting a couple minutes because it can be something that we can fix quickly. Otherwise, hang up and call back. Maybe it's a cell phone thing because they do weird stuff. So.
Mark Grant is saying, Jim, what about Catherine? How many Catherines do we have tonight?
Over here. I just saw Catherine in Florida. I didn't see another Catherine.
It's not that we ignore our own fellow citizens, okay? It's that these people around the world tend to be up in the middle of the night to, you know, catch our show. So we just want them to have a little bit of recognition so they don't feel lost in the shuffle.
We have two regular Catherines. The one is in Florida, and that's she's here right now. And the one that shows up sometimes in Ireland is not here.
She is not here.
No, that's Florida.
Oh, okay.
I think the other one is Johnston or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The land of the Aya. But they spell their first name the same. So I can see the mix-up. I get mixed up very easily. But our Catherine down in Florida has been with us a long time. So... that one's easy to remember. Remember. No need to apologize. I get mixed up all the time. All right. Anything else I got to talk to, boss? I gave the number. I gave the... oh, yeah.
Of course.
That is the sound of a couple of meanings. First meaning is that your reading's coming to an end. We got to give you some kind of a signal because other folks await. So we have to let you know that it's wrapping up. And please let it do so. Don't try to linger it, drag it on, because then we just screw somebody else. Also, Deb mentioned, I will be giving you a single card tonight. It is a oracle card indeed. Not sure what that means, but that's another conversation. But anyway, it will be from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light deck, one of the best decks we got. We got a couple winners. Well, they're all winners, but these couple of these shine brightly, and this is a good one. We'll get a message from Archangel Michael tonight. A single card, I shall draw it and give it to you before we move on to the next caller. Facebookers. I didn't mention it, but we know that many of you folks cannot call in, especially because you're international. We do occasionally open the floor when we get some gaps in the calls. We just can't promise if that's going to happen.
So right.
If it does, we will let you know when that happens and instructions on how to get your free reading if that situation arises. We will turn to you. We'll turn to you immediately. We'll let you know. It'll be clearly written. I'll write it down a little bit and also verbalize it.
And let me squeak in here with Terry Sue. It is not boring. You have a very classy, very elegant sounding, what do you want to call it, dialect, accent?
I think the fact that anybody that has an accent automatically means it's not boring. You notice it. Even if you don't like the accent, it's not boring, that's for sure. Like Southern accents or, you know, Midwest for us and people up in the Northeast, Jersey, Boston, everybody has a unique accent. You may not like it. You may think it sounds weird and stuff, but it's not boring.
Well,
it commands your attention, and you have to pay attention to it.
And if you're around people who come from elsewhere and they start picking up your accent, it has been said from some of the...
who are these people?
They're from the highly seated universities that study. They study everything.
Yeah,
and they said it is a sign of intelligence when you can mimic the accent. When I go to New England, when I used to go and visit my family up there, oh, yes, I was using the soft R, Harvard, Yod, right along with them.
Is it a sign of intelligence, or are you kind of like a parrot?
Well, I guess to pick it up.
I would have to read about the research.
I think it also takes intelligence to pick up another language.
Like a shoe full of poop. I'm not sure. I have to read the research. is well, crap to me.
And just remember, they say that Midwest, they say that Midwestern Americans speak the most correct English.
As far as enunciation to the beginner, enunciation wise. And that's like not even where we are.
Well, they like them for broadcasting and that sort of thing.
Because they don't have any accent, really, if you look at the dictionary pronunciation.
When I catch the BBC News, I notice they don't have a heavy accent either.
Not heavy.
Mm-mm.
You can definitely don't have to really listen hard to hear the enunciation.
Scottish accent. Yay? Was he from Scotland or what happened?
I would assume.
Laura Grant. We do.
From New Zealand.
Now, you're laughing, Terry Sue. Is that like a humorous news? Is that like our Fox News that everybody says is fake news?
We don't really watch the BBC.
It's on the internet easily. I had it on earlier. It's on Channel 2.
Well, that's not around the clock. It's not a BBC channel.
No, but we have one, I think. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. From Scotland.
I can watch news from South Africa if I want. You watch anything on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Do you remember when I had a link to that website that had, oh, my God, it had over 100 different TV stations that you could tune in to through their platform.
It's still out there. So now they're going to charge you. Things, a lot of that streaming stuff when it first came to be, it was all free and kind of cool. Now they learn. Everybody's charging now. So
they are.
Down out the door.
That's ridiculous.
So they're like, you should get rid of all your satellite cable companies and come to us. It's like, you know what, though? Kind of, if I want to get all the really cool channels I already got, I got to stream from three different places, and it kind of adds up to what I'm already getting.
Terry Sue mentioning you get CNN there, it's leading me to think that we as a country are trying to Americanize you folks. I understand you also get 2.5 Men, which is a show we watch a lot. That's interesting. Yeah. So I guess we trade off a lot of shows.
That was a weird
song. It was very strange.
Sounded like a end of shift, like in a shipyard or something.
I thought it was like a tornado warning sound.
No, it was.
Something's going on out there.
Now that we both hear that, now it's probably just police or fire and rescue sirens from afar. Yeah.
Carrie Sue thinks it's a UFO that flew above us.
Okay.
No, but we can hear a lot of action out there.
Yeah, you know, there's people shoot people here, and then we have interstates all around them where people wreck. So, you know, they're busy. Busy, busy, busy. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, it is National Croissant Day, Deb.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
I do love those.
A lot of times they make them with stuff in them. That's what
happens. Yeah, with plain like croissant. A morning sandwich.
Yeah, that is a different ballgame. It's just a plain croissant. It's like, okay, it's all right. I'm not going to do
that. And English muffins. Now, I wonder if we just call them that or if you folks actually have English muffins.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
They make them little breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, I really like them with egg and whatever else.
Whatever the hell you want to put on there.
Yeah. Donald Trump's on the run. You're right.
All right, what are we doing here? Ready?
We can be ready.
Ready? Ready we shall be. Okay, let's walk it. Wow, there we go. Our first caller is going to be 727, which is down south of us in Florida. 727, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to have you with us.
You're first caller.
Yes, what is your first name, please? And you are?
Kate.
I'm sorry?
Kate, K-A-T-E.
Kate. Caitlin. We have a dog named Kate.
No, that's
not that you're related or anything, but.
No, just, well, that's why I jumped out at it. Like, Kate, yeah.
But she's a beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it would be a compliment to you.
Oh, it would, yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
All right, well, tell us, what brings you to the show, Kate?
I felt led.
Well, good. We love that.
And intuitively thought, oh, let me see. I have not tuned into Block Talk in weeks and months. Right.
And here you are.
And
here I am.
You've been on our show before, right?
Have you?
If I have, it's been, again, months, if not years ago.
Okay, it could be years.
She sounds a little familiar, but yeah, I could be imagining things as well. All right, long time.
No, I have called yes. And not been selected.
So you've listened
so
to
I
the
have
show.
More frequently.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Then the big picture is, so you know how this works, so we don't have to kind of get you going. You know, get to ask a couple questions and stuff like that, and that will do the cards for you. So
yes,
you know.
I will. So tell us, what is on your mind, Kate?
Yes, this is your time. What would you like to know, ask, discuss?
Well, I'm always open to what's ready to be revealed to me.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Well, it's a little vague, and since you're not a frequent or maybe even a first-time caller, you could get a vague response. So if you have some specifics, anything that you could help her with that, that'll help your reading. Like I say, you've listened to it before, so like a lot of background. It's not a crystal ball on TV, so.
Yeah, let's just see where the energy goes, and then I can get more specific.
Well, one thing I'd love to know is, are you with someone? Are you working? If I have a little familiarity about you, it really helps in the reading process.
I understand. I am active. I am not actively receiving work income right now. So I have income, not work income.
Okay.
Extremely active. Nearing 70, I'll be 69 this year, if that's helpful.
Sure.
Anyone
in your life?
My life is full.
Okay.
My daughter lives across the pond. She, like so many people, would like, she's been in a good spot, particularly given COVID, and there was tremendous shutdown there for long periods. And her work was perfect at the time. She's quite bored now and would like a change. So my visiting her or her coming to the States is in limbo right now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so anything around that would be very helpful.
Very good, very good. There you go, Deb. So she's in the Europe land. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, one thing is I feel you will likely take the journey over, and it'll be at a really good time for you to do so. Now, in your daughter's life, is she married? Does she have children? That sort of thing.
No children. She has a legal partner, which, again, there is more frequent than marriage. More people do legal partner thing. And her partner is from New York. So they were both born in the States. And both went to, they met going to university. The only American university in Switzerland is where they met. And then they both went on to graduate school in the Netherlands. And now, due to work visas, they're able to live there full time.
Oh, the work visas. Okay, gotcha.
Right. Well, that sounds wonderful. And I'll tell you, they do look extremely compatible, And I feel you're going to know exactly the right time to make this trip over. And I think it will be lovely, a very lovely time.
Do you feel that she will be doing the traveling abroad?
I do.
Visit them.
Yes, I do.
I want to go see the tulips in April. That's the plan.
Well, that's right around the corner.
April is getting closer and closer.
And I would not be surprised that they may have an announcement to make that there will be a child coming into their lives.
They'll be adding an addition?
Yes.
It'll be human? It won't be a pet?
I don't think it'll be a pet.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Very pet-oriented. Really don't want children at this point.
Well, things change as life goes on. You know, that's why I like to tell people, never say never.
Well, yeah.
They are very interested in changing jobs.
So they're both looking for change.
Yeah, and that's always a breath of fresh air.
Well, and they're you know what? They're younger than us, and they should embrace change while they can.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
If they feel that they need it, there's nothing wrong with embracing it.
So there's no one special in your life right now, Kate. Is that true?
Long distance. I'm hesitating because special, yes, long distance.
That was a massive hesitation.
It really was.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, our second Aussie of the day.
So I really feel that, here's how I'm going to put it. That relationship is either going to heat up to a high degree or it's going to simply sort of wither up because you'll meet somebody new. Right now it's hard for me to be specific on that, but there are other opportunities coming to you. So I hope this individual at a distance decides to step up a little bit and bring some zing into this relationship. Maybe it would be a good time for the two of you to meet abroad.
We've just thought about that.
Yeah. Okay. And that could be very nice. You know, you are one of those people. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm one of those people.
Yes, you are one of those people, and it's very rare, that seem to have so much going for yourself that the cards are happy. There's so much happiness here. You know, I see no drama per se. I see no, difficulties, no struggle.
So her cards are, there's no thunderbolts and lightning and crazy stuff because her life is kind of pointed in a good direction.
Yes, very much so.
Well, that's a good thing.
So when you say your life is full, you aren't kidding.
Yeah, it seems to be full
it
in
is,
a good way.
And I am happy.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. That means that, like your card said, that she is on a path that she likes right now.
And I'm sure when you listen to the show, you can tell that others call in and they're on a roller coaster or they're dealing with.
Yeah, we have to remember when we get in our own little, sometimes we get some self-pity going, that there's a lot of people that would trade places with us because we have really bad stuff going on.
Yeah, so true. But I really think that you have quite a lot of life ahead of you. So I just can't even pinpoint anything health-wise. I mean, it seems like you are truly walking on sunshine.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, so Jim's going to have something for you now.
Real quick, Kate, I drew your Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. Subject is, all is in perfect timing.
Yeah.
This is it. It's time to take action now. I will be here to help you every step of the way. Archangel Michael is telling you to take action on something cooking in your life. I don't know what that is.
Maybe go ahead and make plans for that trip.
Maybe it's just to start that process.
It'll give you something to look forward to. And I think you're going to have a wonderful time. I really do. So thank you so much for calling us.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you holding patiently to be the first caller.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
right, well,
thank
we'll hear from you again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kate. She has hung up us.
And you know what? I wish more people could have those kind of cards, but...
Life is life, though.
Yeah,
man.
And look at, she's, didn't she say she's 79?
She says she's going to be 69 very soon.
Oh, 69. I'm sorry, Kate, if you're listening.
Yeah, 69 very soon. But coming up on Halloween.
Well,
when,
it gives us all something to aspire to, I think.
You know,
yeah.
Times have changed, you know, a couple generations ago, 69 would be pretty old.
Oh, it would, yeah.
With all the medical issues and lack of advances and stuff, people weren't living necessarily on the average that long. Of course, there's old timers that were living forever, but it's mainly the disease thing. But when people did catch them a few generations ago, they didn't have a lot of help for them, but now things are better. So, all right, no more preaching, because we got no choirs here to preach to anyway. Let's go to our next caller, Deborah. What up?
All right.
It shall be 312, which is in Illinois. 312, welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, well, thank you. And what is your name, please?
My name is Marquis.
All right. And we would love to know, have you been with us on the show before?
No, first timer.
Ooh, first timer.
Awesome. Have you listened other than tonight? Have you listened before, or is tonight the first night listening as well?
I listened last week. I tried to get in, but I was unable to get in.
Okay,
that's why the area code did look familiar. All I know, we don't have like a recording device or anything. I just keep a list of area codes, so I have like a lot.
Of course.
I know who, yeah. But anyway, the 312 kind of like, huh, actually, of course, that 312 is a big area anyway. You hit the only person with that area code. But yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, please tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, you heard us with the other caller who hadn't called and was the first time.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm job hunting. I just finished my MBA this past summer.
Well, good
and
for you.
Looking to step into a different direction with my career. So I am seeing someone as well, and that's been going for about 8 months. So I'm just happy to, you know, receive your energies today and see what you can draw for me.
All right. I'm going to dig into these cards, and Jim will speak with you so we aren't sitting here with dead air.
Nailed down her MBA at school, and good old graduate school. I'm sure that was wonderful in the pocketbook. And then she also did a ship, which is not a casual thing at 8 months for sure. So you never know where that's going to go either, so that's cool. 8 months is a long time. It doesn't sound like it to some people, but it is. You
yeah, nowadays it is.
Yeah,
that's true.
When you think about 8 months, there's obviously a really good connection. We're not talking 8 days or 8 weeks.
Exactly.
8 months, there's something there for it to be 8 months. So.
Exactly.
Right. Will it be forever and ever? Who knows? But, you know, 8 months means that it's definitely a could be, obviously, if it's 8 months.
Exactly.
You know. Who knows anything? That's why she's here.
Exactly.
I'm just the messenger.
So what is your career? You said now you're looking to change paths a little bit. Did you start out with a bachelor in one thing, and then you got MBA which opens up your door to other things? What'd you do?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, it's still aligned with the bachelor's in communications, but the master's is in digital marketing.
Digital marketing.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking
at more into like leadership.
Folks that get the master's and very, very much almost they just narrow it down to the field they were already in, and then there's other master's degrees that are like they got digital marketing, you get the business MBA. There's other stuff that can still enhance what you're or it could be a stepping stone to a different path. Anyway, I'm done babbling. Deb's got your card.
I really think that the master's that really is so timely, that topic, that field. And it's really kind of wide open that I see you in these cards. I'm going to say literally getting the chance to write your own ticket because you have a strong understanding of that field. And a lot of people take it and they don't, quote unquote, get it. You know, and it's like two ladies can go to hair, let's say they go to hairdressing school. One has such talent for it that she is just setting the world on fire, and the other one is making everybody look like they're from 1940, you know?
Yes.
So I see you making a sizable income in your work.
Uh-huh.
The other one,
yeah,
it'll come up. The other course that, you know, action, like path that you have with dealing with communications, I feel they're eventually both going to come full circle in some way or fashion. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she had her bachelor degree was in the communications field, and then she has a digital marketing master's. So you could tie those together, and she could point that in a lot of directions. So and that's what she's looking to do.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be just marvelous for you. Seriously, money is not going to be any kind of consideration for you, because I see you celebrating the kind of salary, we'll say, that you're going to get. So,
yeah.
Yes, and also I'd like to mention that your relationship looks very good.
thank you.
And your partner seems maybe to, or is it you? One of you sort of is kind of drags their feet a little bit as if to hesitate.
Oh. Relationship?
Yeah.
Just, okay.
On
the relationship,
going forward.
The advancement of it.
Right.
One of them is wanting to pump the brakes a little bit more than the other.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Right.
But you're going to meet somebody else within your field. And this could bring a huge change to your life. And this happens. Sometimes we meet someone, we think, oh, this is the one. But then we go on and we meet the love of our life. And you and the new prospect, you are going to have such a meeting of minds. There's such a commitment to striving forward. I think the two of you are going to really come up with something that is going to be such an innovative wrinkle in the field that it's just going to bear your name. You know, like how when people go out and they get their telescopes and they discover a comet or, you know, I do see recognition for the two of you. So that's here for you. Lots of travel is very
possible. I love to travel.
Too. And, remember, as you're a newcomer, the cards are based on potential. Nothing in them is going to come and knock on your door. You can take that potential and run with it and know that you know that you know. Like, for instance, this would be really good confirmation to you that you're going to land a really good job. And I don't think it's going to take much effort on your part. You're very professional that I see, highly articulate. You have, you just got so much more than a person your age that I think they're going to want to really get their hands on you quick. So
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And now comes Jimbo.
Yes, I do have your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is change is coming.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Archangel Michael. So when he says I, it is obviously him, not me. I am here to guide you through this exciting transformation. This is a time of joyous opportunities.
And it is.
Wow. Wow.
So, yep. Now, after you've had one of these personal prophecy readings, remember that your vibration has been elevated, which means it's a wonderful time to manifest the things that you would like to embrace and celebrate within your life. Sky's the limit, really.
Yeah, one of our cards, it might be the original angel cards. One of the archangels said, start already thanking us like your prayers have already been answered.
That's true.
Basically, already act like you're ready to celebrate on something that hasn't even happened, because it's like you got to trust in the whatever you believe in, the higher power that I can, and trust in your own creativity, your own worth, and then there's the manifestation angle. Yes,
boy, you
you brought it up.
He's learning this
one
stuff.
Of these cards. I don't know if it's the ones. Yeah. Or the other, it's one of the two cards we have. One of them actually says to do that.
Well, I think
wow.
that's exactly right.
Fuck this. I don't know.
Because
it might be the other deck.
The thing that's so hard for most people to understand is we create our own reality. I'm living mine, and I'll tell you, I came from an itty-bitty little town in Minnesota, way up there in the Northland, you know.
Yeah.
And I told people, I'm going to live where flowers bloom all the time. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to have an office, mm-hmm. and they would laugh at me. They'd say,
of course.
You know, you're stuck here with us with like the rest of us. I said,
Where the hell are the blooming flowers, Deb?
Well, there were.
I don't see any out there right now.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, you have to be like some kind of strange flowers because it was 39.
So I really think you're going places, and good luck to you. But you're not going to need it. Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you guys for your energies tonight. I'm so grateful to have been with you.
Well, yeah. We're grateful that
good luck. God bless.
Yeah,
don't be a
stranger. I'll come back and give you an update.
Yay, yes.
As often as you want. There is
We'd
no,
love that.
There is no like, restrictions on how often you call.
Yes.
All right, my loves. Good night.
All right. Thank you. Oh, she's great.
What makes a card an Oracle card?
Well.
I don't know. It's probably something we'd have to Google. I'm just curious. I know it says it's an Oracle card, but what makes an Oracle card not an Oracle card? Or all cards Oracle cards, except because they have a message in the card itself. Because tarot cards are not Oracle cards, right? Or are they?
I see here, that's where you're...
Probably a discussion. I probably shouldn't start now with other folks online.
And, well, Catherine knows everything, so she probably knows. Or Rachel. But
sometimes I hear words, and then maybe 10 years after hearing the same word over and over, I finally say, like, what? Where the hell did that come from? What does that mean?
Now, when
so
I got,
I've used it, you know?
When I got the proposal for the book getting published... by the old books in London, they called it, in the paperwork, they called it Oracle card reading.
Right.
And so I think it's something that's interpreted by wherever you are. I mean, we can look up the word Oracle.
I mean, remember back, way back ancient, I mean, super ancient Greece, it wasn't even Greece, it was just a bunch of city-states. Wasn't there like an oracle? There was an oracle that they
Delphi. Yep.
Yeah, I think it was the Spartans. Maybe there's other states that had them. They'd go up there and it was some weird people and mystical shit. But yeah. All right. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Yes, and we.
I don't have any bagpipes to play.
We have Summer who has just joined us. She's in. I think it says so.
She's right down south of us.
North Carolina.
Right, which is...
North Kakalaki.
Which is not
yeah.
in another
continent.
So.
No.
All right, we're going to go to our next caller, area 530.
Lisa.
You guys, how are you?
What's happening?
We're doing good. How are you?
I just finished going to the physical therapist, and I see the doctor... PA on Thursday, and maybe not good news. She wants me to go somewhere else for treatment. She said, I walked around undiagnosed for a whole month when I went to the emergency room with the x-ray, and they told me, you're good to go, take up ballroom dancing, you sign up in 5 minutes here. They told me do whatever, and so for a whole month I was walking around on my knee, which was broken, and it became more shattered. So the physical therapist said it just never healed properly. And anywho, that's the sag on that shit.
Knees can be fixed. Ask many a football, basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey, law. Knee can be repaired.
You've got a scammer on.
She referred me to a place that what Jimbo was just saying, that they're more in tune with seeing those kind of injuries. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, recommendation of swimming, because I believe in more holistic stuff. I don't take pills. And I'm a healthy horse. And so, anyway, it is what it is. But I did tell her, and I do a half-mile walk. I just got off one with my neighbor, and and we walk every day, and you know, I've just powered through it. I mean, I support the knee. I'm careful with the knee. Anywho, we're gonna have dinner tonight together, and we spent all day yesterday traveling. We had, you know, at first it was kind of a rocky start because he walked out of the place the night before in a huff because I was running some stuff down by him, and he didn't like it. And then he huffed out, and then we started kind of rocky, but it was coming back. We're like looking into each other's eyes for long periods. We almost drove off the road.
Oh my!
And I did set up a dinner with two of my girlfriends, and then I went ahead and relented in my head, and I said, okay, because he's been asking to go with me, and I said, well, you can come. I said, but you have to be on your best behavior.
I guess that'll be a good, you know, like a drill. Yeah, like in the military. Yeah, a drill to see how well he will perform.
Hut.
Yeah, and this could be a good thing.
Well, we'll
and
see.
And if he gets too boisterous or, you know, the things you don't like, well, then you have a perfect, very recent example to, well, I think you can't just go right out and, you know, shoot him with criticism, but you could say, you know, probably best if you don't tell those dirty poems. Or, you know.
No, Deb, you're on the right track. And that's what I plan on doing. I've already done the outline with him of what I don't like, and I give him examples, but you're right on the right. And before we go to dinner, I'm going to break it down to him exactly what I don't like. And if he's still, you know, not shell-shocked by, I'll do it kindly and gently. But you're right. You know, if he doesn't follow through on that shit and he pulls his shit out of his ass to do what at the dinner, then that will be an example of just pointing it out to him on down the road. You know, this is the reason why I don't invite you to come with me.
Yeah. Well, see how it goes.
See how it goes. I mean,
if
somebody knows they're going out on like a test dinner, they'll be on their best behavior. It doesn't mean another dinner down the road, he won't go back to what he was doing. Just remember that, too.
Yeah.
If you're on notice, hey, you're on notice, buddy, to behave. I'll behave. It doesn't mean I'm going to behave 2, 3, 4, 5 times down the road, but I can behave this one time. Got to be careful. Best to observe, like, best to observe the creature in its natural habitat.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what would you like me to look at?
Don't tell them they're being tested.
Yeah.
I think your finger on the pulse, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I know the pendulum swings, but... And so, oh, God, you know, sometimes I just feel so swept into the Valentine energy, you know, and this is no exception right now. We had a great trip coming back, and then today we were, you know, doing what we were doing, and so, anyway.
There's a lot of stuff coming up as far as the calendar. You got, like, Mardi Gras-type things, right?
When's that?
Tuesday and stuff coming up now because we're rolling into the end of January. You got St. Patty's Day coming up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening. Valentine's Day. There's a lot of stuff.
And this is
happening.
Yeah.
So I'm picking up my grandson for a couple of days. Let's see, I'm picking him up on Friday, and then I have to take him back to his mom on Sunday. So he'll be with me for a couple of days, which, you know, will be good. I really will enjoy him being here. And then we were kind of sort of making plans together about it, but whatever, you know, it's me and my grandson and, you know, we'll just go with the flow between me and my grandson, whatever fits.
Well, I will tell you that he is seriously realizing that you are not a pushover kind of chick, that you are a woman that is high maintenance, but not in a bad way. You're high maintenance in the sense that you know what you want, what you will accept, what you can tolerate, blah, blah, blah. And he's learning all about that.
Really teaching somebody.
Yeah. Because I really don't think that he's had good, female partners in the past. that
really?
He never had to he never had to rise up.
Really? Wasn't that an interesting choice of words?
I meant in the sense of meeting their expectations and beliefs. So, yeah, I think that he is learning this, and at times it overwhelms him. So it might be something to remember, you know, that it's saying telling him too much about these expectations that you have can make him feel defeated. I'm not saying you have to kiss his butt, you know, but maybe it just, well, it's like you, Jim. If I go to say something critical to his back gets up and he gets so snarky.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
You've got to learn.
You're right. But he's been asking me over and over and over again. He wants to come along. He wants to join in. He wants to show up. And I've said over and over and over again, no, it doesn't work out, and these are the reasons why. And I graphically explained to him why it doesn't work out. And I said, I don't like my friends being exposed to that, and I don't want to be exposed to your behavior, and it doesn't work out. I said, when we're on our own, that's different. But no, and I need my space. And I don't know.
Well, he misinterprets that as you needing space to go out and find somebody else.
No, but if he saw me, if he saw me out there, I do behave as if he's not there, and like I behave single. But I don't take numbers. I don't go home with anyone. And it's all no touch. I don't touch anyone. Sometimes they'll touch me, but I don't touch anyone.
That's
that can
good.
Be interesting, dancing, not touching, ever.
Yeah, how do you say
hell
that?
No. You know, I air touch, you know, like I put my hands around this guy who I really like. But I'm not gonna take him home, I'm not gonna get with him. I just like playing with him on the floor. I think he's a playboy too, because he dances with a lot of different chicks. And so I'll start dancing behind him. And then he starts moving into my crotch area, you know, but we don't actually touch. And then I'll air touch his butt. You know, I don't actually touch his butt.
They're doing air petting, so that's interesting. Okay.
And then I go dance with someone else. And I dance. Yeah, for sure, Jimbo. Were you there? You saw it? I dance all over. I dance with other people. I dance, you know, I don't dance with one person. It would be boring. And then
are
that guy came.
Yeah.
Dancing queen.
Are you
gave me a big
old,
he came and gave me, he gave me a big old smooch on my cheek as he left. He walked out. But I think he's a playboy too, so it doesn't matter. You know, it's all in fun.
Yeah, but I bet that Travis Kelce was a playboy too, and now look at him. He is so into Taylor.
You know what?
Swift.
You know that. I wonder how many, including myself, are dreaming of that kind of romance for ourselves. I mean, isn't that? I mean, oh my God! But maybe that's only when you're 18 or 19. I don't know, but that is so amazing. That energy when they show.
Not that young. They're not that young.
He's in his late 20s, isn't he?
I don't remember.
Maybe. I don't know either.
But I thought she's in her 30s.
Probably very early
30s. Really? Oh, my
yeah.
God. I didn't know.
Maybe early
30s. I had no idea.
And when she went to that stadium, I just read this today. She gave the workers a $100 tip. You know, the stadium people.
To her, that's like a nickel.
Yeah. But she is, yeah, I love that song, Terry Sue. But she is, you know, a woman who kind of could have whoever she wanted. And he's a big piece of man meat. If you look at them
together, both gorgeous.
I wonder who climbs on who. Because she's
a tiny
little thing.
I love.
As a woman, she's taller than the average woman. She
well, you know,
tall.
They're gorgeous. You know, they're,
go ahead.
They're so
like
gorgeous
together.
They're, And, you know, there was a headline somewhere on social media that said she could sway the voting poll.
I read that, too.
People are so caught up, you know, their romance, including myself. I think, oh, man, I want that kind of energy. That's the kind of energy I want.
We're all living vicariously through her. Okay.
It's a Valentine's special.
We are not all doing that.
You wouldn't.
We are not.
You don't wish you were Kelsey, having her in your bed every night.
What I was him for is because I would love that De Niro. And I like football. I like to play professional football. I love football. She's a chick, Deb. She is not the only chick on this planet. She's just a super rich chick that's famous.
And up close, she isn't really that stunningly beautiful.
She's pretty good looking, but
she's all right.
Well, she's not Venus.
They're both
cute.
They're both adorable.
They have high school sweethearts.
Excuse me. She has a lot. Her makeup glam squad, and she can, you know, she's got her chefs. I mean, she's got it going on, but she works hard for that stuff. And
oh,
so does
he.
Yeah.
Nobody gives you that.
If you look at the pictures where she's there with his mother's face, she's got that, I don't know if you call it a bulldog face, or she's got this face, like a resting bitch face, looking at Taylor. Yeah, and I'm thinking, honey, you're lucky. He could have brought home, you know, some skank from a bar.
Wasn't he dating? He was dating a skank before he met Taylor, wasn't he?
He was dating a woman of color, I think it
was.
Who's
lucky here?
Well, I think that the mother-in-law should feel lucky that he brought home a woman who's got her own money.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he didn't just pick up some ex-cheerleader. Right.
And
right.
Doesn't have 5 million kids.
Kids.
Or wants one kid to nail him for child support, right.
Yeah, so, but the mother's face, you can see that he is her baby boy.
Well, she's
and
got another son in the NFL,
that's
not her only kid playing football. So obviously they got some good DNA if both of them are really great at their position playing football. Different positions, different teams.
You know, I want to tell you that after you get your knee fixed, you're going to feel better than ever.
Knees are fixed.
And, you're going to really get I see you as at the starting gate, and they shoot that gun, and you're off and running.
And you know what?
With your business, with your love life, with everything.
You got to get your knee fixed.
No, my knee is fine now. It's been healing every day. For some reason, it kicked in, and I don't know why, and that's what we were trying to figure out. We kept going over my oral history of it. And I said, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then I did that, you know. But every day, my headspace was deteriorating for 2 days when I woke up one day and I couldn't move the knee, and it was in pain. And my headspace for 2 days, I just sat there, and I was getting into a real slump. And then my neighbor has been pounding away on me to walk. I love cycling. And so we started walking every day.
Yeah.
We started walking every day, and that's what I told the PT, the physical therapist. We were walking a half mile up hills, but I would take it slow, and he would patiently wait for me, and we'd talk, you know. And now we go out to nature, and we walk, you know, half a mile, and we talk about stuff, you know, talk about our histories. We talk about whatever, the color of the sky, whatever.
I think the color of the sky is blue.
Sometimes.
So
you know, I think that's good. You guys are not being so superficial anymore. You're now, you know, digging deep into each other. And that's good. I mean, this is becoming what I feel is almost a complete relationship. And, you know, if you were probably 20...
That was a very happy age.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you were 20 years older, you wouldn't even care about the sex aspect. You know, is what I'm thinking. Were you going to throw something in there? As you get older...
I don't care if two people bang or not. I'm just saying, I would be not down with that. That's all I'm going to
There's
no reason
It's a scary age for me because it's the age of STDs.
Well, sure. Was for us, too.
You know what? If you use protection, it helps.
Well,
yeah.
I had a fling. I did have a fling. And I had a fling. I told the fling person, I said, we need to go get tested. And I said, we'll share our testing results with each other. And I went and got tested. And then I also went to my nurse practitioner afterwards. And, you know, everything came out fine.
You were clean. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And so then the people that I went to go get tested with, they were giving me, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. And then they were saying, and then there's this, and then there's this new virus, and then there's this, and this you'll never get a cure from if you catch this one. I mean, it is hair-raising to sit there, and they give you all these brochures. And,
well, maybe,
and
yeah, maybe we should all
so
just
that,
go to doing ourselves.
You know, there are 500 things that could go wrong and kill you driving a car. Do we quit driving a car? No, we do not quit driving a car. You take a few precautions, but you still enjoy that fucking drive, though, I'll tell you that.
I told you about my friend Diane, who has her master's in teaching, and she went to bed with some dude, and she asked, and he's a property owner, you know, and she asked him, what's this? And he said, oh, it ain't nothing. I got caught in the zipper. Well, now she lives with herpes, and man, she was on the world.
That's bad.
It is bad.
My mother also got from her second husband genital warts.
Oh,
and those
God.
Are really bad. Yeah. By the time she found out, he was dying of cancer. So it isn't like, you know, she could beat him up or anything. But
well, she actually could have beat him up.
She said that he had it so bad in the genital area, you couldn't even see his male parts, but she would go in, she'd get hers burnt off and have to sit on one of those, what do they call them, those ass rings?
Mm, the infamous ass ring.
Yeah, that, and she suffered a lot with that. So there's a couple of baddies. And here, they're saying here where we live in other areas in the country are having a syphilis epidemic.
Oh, my God.
And isn't that one that women don't know they have?
I'm not an STD expert, you know. Thank God. Because that means I didn't have to deal with it. If I was an expert on STDs, that might be a problem. That means I probably had to battle them a lot. I don't know shit about them. You know what? I know that it's best not to get it.
And you men, you guys, and women that are lesbians, you put your mouths down there. Ew. You know, you don't know what you're getting in that dark cave.
Well, you know, you could put your mouth down there and then put your mouth on the lips. I mean, when somebody, I was talking about this with my sister, I said, we can be at a table or anywhere, and there'll be someone innocently, I'm like in a group, and I feel their spit land on my lips, and I'm like, whoa! You know, it's just an accident.
Well, you mean when they're talking? And they spray it. They don't just say it.
Yeah.
I know. I don't like that either. Gosh, don't hate us. So, but we have there. We're out of time. We've got to wrap, but we'll be back soon.
We should be back
again.
Okay.
So, bottom line is, we're going to be okay then.
Yes, I think it looks very good for right now.
Yes, you know.
Your forecast is right. No thunderstorms for a while.
Oh,
fair skies. All right. Take
Thank
care, hon. We love hearing from you. Okay, bye-bye now.
Night. We're down to the 30-second mark, so I think I shall start the process.
Let's do it.
Excuse me. Do I get the pick, or do you want me to?
You go.